Okay, thank you everybody for coming to learn together. Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to be learning Hilchos Pesach because Sholem V'Dorshin, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, and in fact, the very first halacha in Hilchos Pesach is that Sholem V'Dorshin, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Chav Tes, Sif Aleph, that a person is supposed to spend time learning about the halachas of Pesach for 30 days prior to Pesach. And the Gemara, of course, in the first paragraph of Masechet Pesachim, derives this halacha from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu taught about Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayam, people had to bring a lot of karbanos for each yantiv, and Karban Pesach certainly had a lot of its own rules that it doesn't share with other karbanos. So in order to be able to prepare yourself properly to bring karbanos in the way that you're supposed to, it required 30 days of learning in advance. Bizman HaZeh, Beis Yosef points out that even though we no longer bring karbanos, there's still lots of halachos. There are a lot of things that we have to learn, and that's why this is such a worthwhile endeavor. The question is that it's dealt with in the very first Bir Halacha in Chelekei of Mishabura, is whether this halacha applies to all Yom Tovim or just to Pesach. Everyone agrees that you have to learn about the Yom Tovim on the Yantiv. That's a Gemara Maseches Megillah, at the very end of Maseches Megillah. What about the 30 days in advance? So it seems to be that Shitas Rashi and Tosos in Megillah Dav Dalid, also Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, when he talks about the parameters of a Sukkah Yashana, seems to be that Rashi assumes, and Tosos assumes, that it applies equally to all Yom Tovim, even Sukkahs, for example, where Rashi says the reason that a Sukkah made within 30 days, built within 30 days of Sukkot is not considered to be a Sukkah Yashana, because we assume that it's done l'shem Chag, because after all, Sholem V'Darshin, Bilchus HaChag, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. So Rashi seems to work with that assumption that applies equally to the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and presumably to Shavuos as well. The Beis Yosef, however, quotes another Deya, that it only applies to Pesach, because there are so many details about the halachas of Pesach. It's so much more. Just look at the size of the Masechta. Just look at the size of the volume of Mishnah Brura that deals with Hilchos Pesach. There's so many more halachas to learn, as opposed to other Yom Tovim, where, you know, how much is there to learn about Shavuos already? Most of what we do about Shavuos is Minhagim. Other than that, you know, you have some cheesecake and enjoy. I mean, what's learn Torah and enjoy. It's regular halachos of any Yom Tov. Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that the source for Sholem V'Dorshin is Pesach Sheni, and you note about Pesach Sheni, the only halacha about Pesach Sheni is karban related. So it really seems to be more about karbanos than anything else. But bottom line is that it seems that there are two basic approaches. There's Rashi and Tosfos that applies to all Yom Tovim, and then there's the Beis Yosef quotes other Rishonim that it applies only to Pesach. There's a third approach, though, of the Bach, and the Bach writes that it applies to all Yom Tovim, but not equally. For Pesach, it's a takana miyuchedes, that Chazal specifically made a takana, that for Pesach, you got to be shol v'doresh shloshim yom. For all the other Yom Tovim, the Bach says it's only mitoras minag, it's not mitoras takana. And in that sense, it's different. There's a fourth approach, and that is the shita of the Gra. The Gra in his Bir on Shulchan Aruch explains, based on the Gemara in Becharos, Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara in Becharos talks about, the Mishnah in Becharos actually talks about in Zayin and Beis, being mafresh meiser behema in advance of each yantif, that they used to take the meiser behema that they owed in advance of each yantif. And the Gemara says that on by most other yantif they would just do it 15 days in advance of yantif, but when it came to Shavuos, they would do it dafka on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And the Gra says what you see from there is that the amount of preparation time needed for each Yom Tov is different. So the Gra seems to be assuming that 30 days before Pesach for Sholem V'Darshin, and each other Yom Tov, you would adjust based on what that Yom Tov's unique needs are, and based on how much there is to learn about that Yom Tov. The big kasha that the Rishonim are bothered with is, we alluded to before, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim says that we have 30 days in advance that we're supposed to learn about Pesach. But the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah tells us that we're supposed to be Doresh Hilchos Chag Bichag, on the Yontif, not in advance of the Yontif. So I never understood why this was a stira, but Rishonim take this kasha very seriously. I never really understood why it's a stira, Mehechi Tesi, that you don't have to do both. Meaning, okay, of course, you have to learn it in advance and learn on. But Rishonim take the kasha very seriously, and they have a few different approaches. The Ran suggests that the din of 30 days in advance is not a din in setting a curriculum of what to learn. It's a din in Shoel Ke'inyan. That the halacha is, we just learned actually in Masechta Shabbos for those who are doing Daf Yomi, that if you ask a Rebbe in something that he's not holding in, even if he's a very great Talmud Chacham, you're running the risk of embarrassing him, and the Rebbe doesn't have to be meshiv to someone who's Shoel Ke'inyan. You give Kedima to a person who's Shoel Ke'inyan, to a person who asks on topic. So the question is, when does Hilchos Pesach become on topic? Right? When does it become? So that's where Shloshim Yom. Not that there's a curriculum like we're doing here in our holy virtual yeshiva to set a curriculum of learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days in advance, but that it's only considered on topic, that when you ask a question within 30 days, it's considered on topic. Already on Purim, I started getting shilas about preparing for Pesach, as people's programs were being canceled, is my guess. And they were freaking out. So I started getting shilas about preparing for Pesach. And that's appropriate. That's entirely appropriate. That's what the Ran writes. The Bach suggests differently. Bach says, no, you're misunderstanding the Gemara Megillah. See, the way the Ran answers it is that we're misunderstanding the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim is not telling us to learn Hilchos Pesach. It's just telling us about Shoelin. The Bach says, no, you're misunderstanding the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah is not telling you to learn the Halachos of the Yom Tov on the Yom Tov. The Gemara Megillah says Bichag, but Bichag very often means in advance of. He says Chayav Adam L'Tayr Atzmo Biregel. The Gemara Megillah also says you have to be Mitar yourself Biregel. What does it mean Biregel? It doesn't mean on Yantiv. It's too late if you're just Mitar yourself on Yantiv. It means in advance of. So that's what it means over here as well. In advance of. The Nitziv in his commentary to the She'iltos, which is a beautiful commentary. I actually have a first printing of the commentary of the Nitziv to the She'iltos right here with me. Someone sent it to me as a gift. But in his commentary, this printed 160 years ago, the Nitziv in his commentary to the She'iltos writes a little bit differently. He says, of course there are two chiyuvim. Well, what I thought, the reason that it wasn't a kasha to begin with. Of course there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to learn in advance. That's a chiyuv to learn the halachos. Be prepared. Know what you need to know in advance so that you're able to celebrate the Yom Tov properly. And then there's the second chiyuv. And the second chiyuv is, and he points out, the Rambam quotes the halacha that the Gemara Megillah says in Hilchos, not in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that the second chiyuv is that you're supposed to read from the Torah those things that are most relevant to that particular day. That should sort of be the topic of conversation. It's like if you ask someone to say a Dvar Torah at your table on Sukkot, and they start saying a Dvar Torah about, I don't know, Parshas Vayakhel. So that's weird, right? Why would they do that, right? Meaning it's understood that the Torah talk on a given Yontif should be about that Yontif. And that's what the Gemara Megillah is referring to. Not about a sense of learning halachos in advance of. So that is the approach of the Nitziv. Okay, I wanted to get to a little more today, but I know a lot of people have shir at 11:30. So we're going to stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with a discussion of Ma'os Chitim, as well as a number of inyanim relating to Chodesh Nisan. Everyone have a great day, and thanks so much for joining in this very brief learning session. Bli Neder, tomorrow I'll try to be on time, as hopefully the Zoom will work more quickly. Have a great day, everybody.